Good morning, folks. You are listening to 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM, WGDR and WGDH, Central Vermont Community Radio. And it's Saturday. Happy Saturday, everybody. This is Amy, and it's Amy's Kids Show, and I am so excited to be here today. I have the cats in the station with me today again. We are celebrating cats all day, well, all morning anyway, but I plan to celebrate them all day, and I'm really glad that you're joining me. But first, let me tell you, community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. Well, that's what I'm saying today, guys. Come on in and play with us because it is cold outside. And I know that the cats who came with me today are really excited to be in this warm station. Definitely in from the cold. And they are just climbing all over everything. You know when you bring cats into a place and they just want to either hide under something or crawl behind something or get up on top of something or smell things or walk around and just check out what's going on. They're finding every little space and nook and cranny that they can to explore. And that's what's so much fun about being around cats, right? Is that they are so curious. And they are especially excited today because they have come to the station to help us get ready for National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day is happening next Saturday, and guess what? Guess who's going to be here to help us celebrate? The Cosmic Cats from Outer Space. They were here last year in January. Do you guys remember? They came to Vermont and they celebrated with us here at the station, and they're coming back. For some reason, they really like January in Vermont. So I'm really glad that they're willing to come back here and join us in the studio, and that'll be next week. So we're getting ready for our cats friends to visit from far, far away. And maybe they'll help us answer some of these cat questions that we're gonna be gathering in the meantime. Well, thanks for joining me. Happy Saturday. We're going to have lots of stories and songs. Get up and dance and help us celebrate cats, if you feel like it.
Greetings, Earth Cats. who cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. Now we all know that cats can't dance, but if they could, they'd shake their pants off, just to prove the point that cats rule, just to prove the point they're way cool. There's no way to do it wrong, shake your body down to the song. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing, they're doing the cat dance. Super cool is doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. Now we all know that cats can't dance, but if they could, they'd shake their pants off, just to prove the point that cats rule, just to prove the point they're way cool. There's no way to do it wrong, shake your body down to the song. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance. No exception to the rule, they're doing the cat dance. You can do it if you try, it's as easy as apple pie. Every kid that's super cool is doing the cat dance.
Fiesta. No.
fiesta. The party's spreading all over town. Feline fiesta. It means those cats are partying down. No time for a siesta. The party's spreading all over town. Feline fiesta. It means those cats are partying down. No time for a siesta. The party's spreading all over town. Feline fiesta. It means those cats are partying down. Some cats just have simple names, like Bootsy, Tiger, Tom. But other names are so insane, I have to sing this song. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. Some cats I hear have reindeer names like Comet, Cupid, and Vixen. Some kid I know has three and named them Rudolph, Donner, and Blitzen. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. There's cats you know with talk show names like Oprah, Regis, and Rosie. A cat named Barbara Walters, Puss, Kitty, Kirk, and Kathy Lee Kitty. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. Some guy named Jack had named his cats the strangest names you've heard, like Lollipop and Pickle Puss. Spetunia, how absurd. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. Some cats' names are oh so French, like Jean-Pierre Loire. Those cats live in the south of France, I hear that's pretty far. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. I've heard more names that sound insane, like Barnabas, Platypus, and Amos. They may sound crazy to you now, watch, someday they'll be famous. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. Some cats' names are so supreme, like Mary, Flo, and Diana. And three more very human names, like Laura, Gwen, and Johanna. There's cats named Oedipus, Octopus, even Pterodactylus, Scat Cat, Brat Cat, even Acrobat Cat. Should I go on?
Yes!
Catfish Cat
and Mamma Mia Pizzeria Puss.
Need I say more? 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog. 'Cause just when you think you've heard it all, you meet a big fat furry cat that they call Dog.
Once was a cat named Tennessee Tom, who'd sit on his fence at his Tennessee farm. And all day long he would watch the cows and mules and sing this song to the other animals. I'm Tennessee Tom, I love it, I'm Tennessee Tom. What of it, I'm Tennessee Tom, can't get enough of it. I love my life in Tennessee Tom. They say down south that the pace is slow. I wouldn't trade my life for any other. Hang out all day with the sisters and brothers. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. I'm Tennessee Tom, I love it, I'm Tennessee Tom. What of it, I'm Tennessee Tom, can't get enough of it. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. Don't work, oh no, can't take no chances that I'd miss the fun of barnyard dances. Life sure is fun on Tennessee ranches. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. I'm Tennessee Tom, I love it, I'm Tennessee Tom. What of it, I'm Tennessee Tom, can't get enough of it. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. All play, no work has been my motto. Might just luck out and win the lotto. If not today, maybe tomorrow. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. I'm Tennessee Tom, I love it, I'm Tennessee Tom. What of it, I'm Tennessee Tom, can't get enough of it. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. I love my life, I'm Tennessee Tom. I love my life in Tennessee Tom.
And so, yes, cats, let's settle down. Okay, I brought a little cat bed for them all to curl up in because it's time for our story. And we're going to hear Sam and Emma. This is a really nice story about a dog and a cat. And the drawings in the story are by Edward Gorey. And so I really wish you could see the drawings. But if you've ever known a dog and a cat who were friends, maybe you can just imagine that, that's what they look like. Because they're just so adorable, as all dogs and cats are, of course. And children and chickens and everybody else is adorable, too. And so that's why it's such a wonderful world. We're all so different and we're all so adorable. And so the story is written, though, by Donald Nelson. So we're going to start. This was dedicated for Laura Michelle Becker, who lives in Brooklyn. Sam and Emma lived quite content in a house with a garden where they didn't pay rent. Sam was a dog, very gentle and kind. Emma, a cat, seldom troubled her mind about much of anything except herself. One day in the garden, Emma said, "Oh, oh, oh, but I'd like to go traveling. Sam, couldn't we go? I mean, just for the day, Sam. Please say yes." And she was climbing the gate as Sam said, "I guess." Then he scrambled after her, and they were on their way. They hadn't gone far from their own backyard when they came on some beavers who were working hard at building a dam across a brook. "Aren't they ugly?" shrieked Emma. "Oh, Sam, just look." And she put up her nose and her tail. But Sam was already saying hello, chatting and smiling and wanting to know if the beavers would mind if they watched for a while. Then he introduced Emma, who managed to smile, though very coolly. She didn't like them. The beavers just grinned. They were very polite. "Would you join us for lunch? Please, stay for a bite." "Of course," said Sam, quite ready to dine. Emma said coldly, "Yes, that would be fine." But she wanted very much to leave. So up from the stream, the beavers brought trout. Sam began eating, but Emma stared out into space. "I just couldn't dream of possibly eating fish out of a stream." At home, she explained, they come in nice little tins, all neatly arranged. Just try some, Sam whispered, but Emma refused to. Sam was embarrassed. It's not what she's used to, he said. The beavers answered that they understood, though they didn't, of course. The fish looked quite good. They themselves ate only leaves and bark, but everyone they knew liked fish. So Sam and Emma said their goodbyes, and the beavers got up and walked them a ways. As soon as they'd parted, after all shaking hands, Emma said loudly to Sam, "Oh, my lands! Weren't they dreadful and so ugly?" "Well, I liked them," said Sam. But before more could be said, two porcupines climbed down from a tree just ahead. Emma burst into laughter. Sam sternly said, "Shush!" And he waved a hello as he busily rushed to get Emma away before the porcupines could hear her. "You'll hurt them," he said, "the way you behave." "But creatures like that have no feelings to save," answered Emma. "They're fat and all spikes and such hard little eyes." "Well, Emma," said Sam, "you may be no prize, I mean, to them." And he tried to explain. "If you lived in the forest and were exposed to its ills, you might be glad to be covered with quills. Then nothing could harm you or bite you, you see." "Well, I'd rather be eaten alive and be me," answered Emma. Then she saw the raccoons. She stopped short in her tracks. "Now, Sam, just what are those?" Sam thought for a moment. "Raccoons, I suppose." "Well, they're really quite pretty," Emma said, and then smiled. "They're a little like cats, though they haven't our style." Sam just shook his head. The raccoons tottered toward them, their eyes squinted tight. "I'm sorry," said one, "but this light is so bright. And raccoons, as you know, don't go out much by day." "No need to be sorry," said Sam. "It's okay." But Emma didn't think so. "Don't go out much by day? Now what's that all about?" "They sleep," explained Sam. "And at night, they go out." "They sleep all day long? Well, that's simply lazy. And to stay up all night is perfectly crazy." "You're not a raccoon," said Sam. "Thank goodness," was the answer. The raccoons waved and climbed into an old hollow log. "How disgusting," said Emma. "Not even a dog would live like that." Then suddenly, she knew what she'd said. And she turned, "Sam, I didn't mean you." But she could see that he was hurt. "You don't like anyone," said Sam. "That's easy to see." "Oh, I do. I like you, Sam. And I rather like me." "But these others, they could learn to live more like we do." "But Emma," said Sam, "they don't want to be you. Please think, we're all different, and it's not a bad plan." "I'm thinking," said Emma, "as hard as I can." And Sam continued. "I like you," he said. "You're my very best friend. But you must allow others to prefer to be them." Emma wasn't listening now. She was staring up into a tree. "That almost be true, Sam. I know I'm not bright. But surely some creatures are not really right." And she nodded up at the possum Sam didn't see yet, hanging down like a ball by its tail from a tree. "Well, I'll be," said Sam. "Yes," said Emma quietly. "I don't know, Sam, what he's doing in that tree, but I'm sure he has reasons. So let's just let him be. Then they both began running as fast as they could, and they ran until they came to the edge of the wood, and they could see their garden gate. "Say what you will, Sam," Emma said then, "but the best thing all day is to be home again." "Well, Emma," said Sam, "and this is all that I'll say. If you think you might find you'd learned something today." But Emma was already climbing the gate into the garden. She was waiting as Sam came scrambling through. "What you said, Sam, I know. It's all perfectly true. We must understand others, and I'll try to. You'll see." "But Sam, while I'm trying, you must understand me." She smiled. "That's fair," said Sam. And they ran into supper. The end.
There's a bowl of milk in the moonlight. There's a mouse on the mat at the door. When the morning dawns and the tired world yawns, I'll be curled up by the window in the
do. Once upon a time, a cow and a kitty cat became very good friends. So they bought themselves a house and moved into it together.
"Oh, this is a nice house," said the cow. "Moo, I like it. Let's go all through the house and try everything out to make sure it works."
"Meow, all right," said the kitty cat. "We'll try everything out."
So they tried the piano. And the piano worked just fine. Then they tried the egg beater. And the egg beater worked just fine. Then they tried the bed. And the bed worked just fine. Then they tried the bathtub. And the bathtub worked just fine.
"I like this house," said the cow. "Everything works just fine."
And they tried the clock. And they tried the washing machine. And they snapped the lights on and off. And everything worked just fine.
"I like this house," said the kitty cat. "Everything works just fine."
"All but one thing," said the cow. "We haven't tried the doorbell."
"Oh, that's right," said the kitty cat. "We haven't tried the doorbell."
So they sat down and waited for the doorbell to ring. And they waited 5 hours.
Then, all of a sudden, the doorbell rang.
"Well," said the kitty cat, "the doorbell works, so now I'm going to bed."
"But we must see who's at the door," said the cow,
And they opened the door, and who do you suppose was there? Mr. Duck and Mrs. Hen and Gertrude Turkey and Mr. Goat and all the other barnyard friends. And they'd brought a big cake and a gallon of ice cream.
Come in,
said the kitty cat. And they all came rushing in. And they sat down and ate the ice cream and cake. And the cow and the kitty cat played a tune on the piano. It was a simply wonderful party.
Away down yonder on Beaver Creek, sing some kitty kinchy crimey, oh, the cows all grow to be 6 feet, sing some kitty kinchy crimey, oh. Hemo, hamo, beetle bug, jingo, me, he, my, ho, pretty penny winko, ram, tumble, doot, snake, ring, ting, a rattle bug, sing some kitty kinchy crimey, oh. Well, our cow won't give milk in the summer. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh, so we gotta take it from her. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Hemo, hamo, beetle bug, jingo, me, he, my, ho, pretty penny winko, rip, tatty, pitty, patty, blue eyed pussycat. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh, piggy jack. Well, away down yonder, not far off, sang some kitty, can't you cry me, oh, a jaybird died with a whooping cough. Sang some kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Hemo, hamo, beetle bug, jingo, me, he, my, ho, pretty penny winko, ram, thumb, a doodle, snake, ring, tang, a rattle bug, sing some kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Mama's in the garden digging in the sand. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. And Sally's in love with a hog-eyed man. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Hemo, hamo, beetle bug, jingo, me, he, my, ho, pretty penny winko, rip, tatty, pitty, patty, blue-eyed pussycat. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Hemo, hamo, beetle bug, jingo, me, he, my, ho, pretty penny winko, rip, tatty, pitty, patty, blue-eyed pussycat. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh.
Stay home if I please. There's animals falling from the clouds. Here comes my pet Maltese. There goes Donnie's dash hound like a hot dog in the sky. And Cindy's cuddly calicoes like a rainbow floating by. It's a great day for ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs. His little terrier is slippery when it's wet, and Randy's red setter is a sight I won't forget. Peter's little Pekingese is blowing in the breeze. See Susie's little Siamese dip drying in a tree. It's a great day for ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs. Poodles in the puddles. I've got a pet store in my yard. Watch out, Mr. Postman. Here comes Sarah St. Bernard. Woof, woof, it's great.
Great day for ducklings, great day for frogs, but a bad day for people, it's raining cats and dogs. Watch out, Mr. Postman. Here comes Sarah St. Bernard. Woof, woof. It's a great day for ducklings, great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs. It's a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs.
Sam the Cat had cat toys, more than you could count. They piled up in the corners in such a large amount. She had toys on the bed and toys on the floor, toys in the cupboards, and she still wanted more. More, more, she still wanted more. More, more, she still wanted more. And when it was time for Sam to go outside, she could not go, because her coat was lost beneath the toys so long ago. She had toys on the bed and toys on the floor, toys in the cupboards, and she still wanted more. More, more, she still wanted more. More, more, she still wanted more. And more. Sam said, there's so many toys here, they're getting in the way. So she picked them all up off the floor and put them all away. She had toys on the bed and toys on the floor, toys in the cupboards, and she still wanted more. Her coat, it was crumpled on the floor. She said, now I can go out to the toy store for more.
More?
Oh, she already had toys on the bed and toys on the floor, toys in the cupboards, and she still wanted more. More, more,
she more, still wanted more.
Story, as plain as it may seem, is don't leave all your toys around and keep your bedroom clean. But most of all, enjoy the toys that you've already got. And don't be selfish, wanting more and more like Sam the Cat. She had toys on the bed and toys on the floor, toys in the cupboards, and she still wanted more. And more.
The dog woke up from his nap and he said, I don't want to chase a cat today. And he stretched a little, shook his head, and he said, I don't want to chase a cat today. I don't know why I ever chased that cat. I must have been nuts acting crazy like that. Today I'm going to put on a different hat. I'm not going to chase a cat today.
I'm not going to chase a cat.
Well, the cat said, now that you mention it, I don't want to chase a mouse today. I'm tired of the running and the scratching, I don't want to chase a mouse today. In fact, I never really liked chasing mice. I frankly never thought it was all that nice. Today I'm going to let him run past me twice. I'm not going to chase a mouse today.
Shoot, 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 sho
mouse, when he heard what was going on, said, I don't want to chase a lady today. And he liked it. And he liked the idea. I don't want to chase a lady today.
I hate
to see her running around the place, jumping on chairs, getting red in the face. I think I'll stop following the human race. And I'm not going to chase a lady today. When she heard the good news, she powdered and puffed and put on her new shoes. She said, let's have a party today.
Oh, let's have
she
a party.
She said, let's have a party today.
Shoot.
Now please shake hands for goodness sake, or let's shake paws or whatever you shake. And we'll bring out some juice and cut up some cake.
Cheers.
Because nobody's chasing. Nobody, nobody's chasing. Nobody, nobody's chasing. Nobody, nobody's chasing. Nobody today. Everybody shoot,
shoot.
Oh, I love
a part. Shoot, bye-bye, kitty.
Arts Foundation, yeah, had come together just to sing a song. Oh, but the choir had somehow lost its concentration, yeah, the moment some stray cat had come along. When Ethel at the organ gave the downbeat, instead of singing what they had rehearsed, no, the choir had some choice lyrics for this kitty, yeah, the strangest words that you have ever heard.
Hairballs and fleas, that's all you bring us, is hairballs and fleas.
Achoo! You make us sneeze.
Hairballs and fleas,
that's all you bring us, is
hairballs and fleas.
It soon was crystal clear and quite apparent, this stray cat had no home to call his own, no. But no volunteers had surfaced from the choir, oh, to take this kitty home to call their own. So through much coaxing, begging, and persuasion, yeah, the organist decided to give in, whoa. It's like the cat had known that he and Ethel, yeah, would soon become each other's next of kin.
Hairballs and fleas, that's all you bring us, is hairballs and fleas.
Achoo! You make us sneeze.
Hairballs and fleas,
that's all you bring us, is
hairballs and fleas.
From that day forth, the cat that she'd named Tico would perch himself up there upon her knee. Oh, sometimes he'd join the choir singing alto, yeah, he'd just meow but never out of key. 'Twas meant to be, sums up this situation, yeah, two friends for life had now been guaranteed. Oh, 'cause Ethel, Tico, and the Hammond organ, yeah, make music from the heart, hairballs and fleas.
Hairballs and fleas, that's all you bring us, is hairballs and fleas.
Achoo! You make us sneeze.
Hairballs and fleas,
that's all you bring us, is
hairballs and fleas.
All the classics they practiced every evening without fail, oh, and Ethel and the organ made the music, yeah, while Tico kept the rhythm with his tail. The long-awaited evening of the concert, yeah, a night rehearsed down to the very T, oh. But instead of Bach or Mendelssohn or Schubert, no, the choir belted out hairballs and fleas.
Hairballs and fleas, that's all you bring us, is hairballs and fleas.
Achoo! You make us sneeze.
Hairballs and fleas,
that's all you bring.
Thank you. kitten's lullaby. As you dream the night away, look forward to another day filled with love. Dreams are made of. I sing to you this kitten's lullaby. I wish you catnip dreams of kitten schemes, sweet slumber deep, while watch I keep safe and warm. Kitten's lullaby. I wish you catnip dreams of kitten schemes, sweet slumber deep, while watch I keep safe and warm.
Welcome back, folks. Have you been having fun celebrating cats? Well, I know the cats here at the station with me today, they have really appreciated being the center of attention this week. And they are especially excited for our special guests who are going to be joining us next week. We have the cosmic cats from outer space showing up just in time to celebrate my new national holiday, favorite national holiday. It's called National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. And it is next Saturday, January 22nd. We're going to have a big party here at the station, and we're going to have cats here, and we're going to have cats from Earth, cats from outer space, and they're all here to answer your cat's questions. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We are collecting cat questions. Do the cats that you know have any questions that they would like to send in, and have the cosmic cats from outer space answer them for them? We have some example questions here, questions that cats might be curious about, such as, why can't I have all the milk? Why can't I scratch the sofa? And why do people think that sleeping cats are lazy? I don't know, but maybe the cats that you know are wondering those things. Maybe they're wondering other things too. So if you can do me a favor and gather some cat questions and send them in, it would be a big help, because we're going to have those cosmic cats here, and you know how cats are. They get bored very easily, and so we're going to want to keep them on their toes with lots of good questions. You can send your questions in, your cat's questions, to wgdrkidsshow@gmail.com. That's wgdrkidsshow@gmail.com. And we will do our best next week to get the cosmic cats to answer them for us. So thank you for joining me today, and have a great one, and we'll see you next week. Stay warm.